Chapter 3 Tom and Winnie. After my visit to the Dune Valley, I often thought of Lorna and dreamed about her. But I was too afraid to return to the valley. I grew taller and stronger, and learned to use a gun well. Time goes quickly when you have a lot of work. And there was always a lot of work on the farm this year. A year passed. In November there was heavy rain, and the river became very wide and deep. One day, the ducks began to make a great noise. My sister, Annie, and I ran down to the river. A long, thick branch lay across the stream, and one of the ducks was caught in it. The water was rushing over it, and we knew that the duck would drown in a few minutes. Annie started to cry, and I prepared to jump into the water. Suddenly, a man on horseback came round the corner. He understood the situation immediately. "Get back, boy," he cried. "The water will carry you away. I'll go in." Then he whispered something in the horse's ear, and the beautiful animal went into the rushing water. She swam to the branch and the man pulled the duck free. The water carried them a short distance, and then the horse and rider climbed out. The man gave me the duck and I looked gratefully at Hymisier. He was about 24 years old and had a short, strong body and friendly blue eyes. "What are you looking at?" he asked. "I'm your mother's cousin, boy. Tom Faggus is my name. And this is my horse, Winnie." Why had I not realized that before? He was Tom Faggus, my highwayman cousin. He and his horse were famous. He had been a farmer in North Devon, and a popular man, but a rich man had cheated him and taken his land. Now Tom was a highwayman. He stopped travelers on the road and took money from Themisier. But if he liked someone, he gave them their money back. And he often gave money to the poor and the sick. Annie and I stood looking at Winnie, Tom's horse. We had heard many stories about her. People said that only Tom could ride her. Tom saw our stares. "Do you think you could ride my horse?" single quote. He asked me. "I'll try," I said. "Well," he said, "if you fall, the ground's soft here." I got up on the horse's back. Tom gave a short, clear cry and the horse went faster and faster. Then he gave another cry, and the horse tried to throw me off her back. But I held on. The horse jumped higher and tried harder, but I still held on. Then Tom gave another cry and the horse turned back towards Himasia. Then, as she came to the gate of our farm, she threw me off her back. "Well done," smiled Thomasia. "I didn't think you could stay on so long. I'll buy a new gun for you." He rode away, and some weeks later a man came with a new gun for me. I learned to shoot very well with it. 6 years passed. I grew up and became a young man. And I worked very hard on the farm. This year I grew in size until I was the largest man in Somerset and Devon. Even the dunes were not as big. Except, people said, for Carver Dune, I wrestled with other men. And I had to be very careful not to break their bones. I am only telling you these things because my mother and Annie were very proud of me.